Everyone's here except for Abby. Did you end up getting the other recordings to Abby?
Not yet. I'm planning to send it to today. It's still here.
It's still there.
Exactly.
So if you're doing that anyway, maybe we'll record this as well so we can start. Sound good? Okay. Last time we began discussing the din of the Nesivos and the Chiva that the Nesivos wrote entitled Tikkun Eruvin, that you can of Akan and Mikan of the Tzuras HaPesach go into a separate Rishis HaYachid. So if you have a fenced in area, you can of Akan and Mikan that starts outside the fence and goes in the fenced area. If you want to be makif a border area, like let's say a community area, and the Nesivos seems to give two reasons. One is Besa Kamanda Malyadami, which is a little bit difficult to understand. As you pointed out, Besa Kamanda Malyadami has a relatively limited application in Hilchos Shabbos. Questionable why that's relevant here. And the other reason seems to be that of Hecker. So that's what the Avnei Nezer expanded upon in Siman Reish Sadi and Reish Sadi Aleph, trying to explain these two reasons of the Nesivos. And the Avnei Nezer had a Chiddush Lalacha that if your reason is Hecker, then he thought it should come out that as long as the economy kan that's in the Rishis HaYachid extends 10 tefachim above the wall, above the fence, above the gate, then that would have sufficient hecker and would not pose a problem. Okay. There is a tshuva of the Shlomo Kluger, Elfachos Shlomo, Siman Kosamach Beis, in which he makes the following observation. He also points out that the reason of Besa Kamanda Malyadami is a little bit difficult to understand, and he's not quite sure what the real reason behind the Makor Chaim's din is, but he points out, even if we're choshesh for the Nesivos L'Halacha, but you could have the following Sfek Sveka to rely on. In most of the scenarios where this is discussed, the impetus for putting a Kanami Kan in an area that's already Bukach Mechitzos is insurance against sabotage. In areas where people would damage the kanim of the Tzuras HaPesach, it was safer to put them in an already closed area to minimize the risk of damage. So Rav Shlomo Kluger entertains the following Svek Sveka, that maybe as long as you have a proper Tzuras HaPesach that is erect when Shabbos begins, that doesn't run into this problem of going into a separate Rishis HaYachid, and you want to use this Tzuras HaPesach that runs into Rishis HaYachid as a backup in case someone vandalizes the first Tzuras HaPesach, so then you could rely on that based on a Svek Sveka. The number one, we're not sure whether the Nesivos is correct to begin with. Maybe the backup is a perfectly valid Tzuras HaPesach anyway. Maybe we're not really concerned about a Kanami Kan that goes into Rishis HaYachid. And even if we are concerned, well, maybe we would say about the original Tzuras HaPesach that was up in Shabbos began and then was damaged, that came in Shehutra Hutra, that as long as it was there when Shabbos began, it is makif and is matur the area of Betiltel, even if it gets destroyed over Shabbos. So that's a suggestion of Rav Shlomo Kluger.
What is the first suffix again?
The first suffix is maybe the Nesivos is wrong, and even if the Nesivos is right, so maybe we say Shabbos gave the Shehutra Hutra. That's El Chavash Shlomo, Sin and Kos Samach Beis.
Even according to this, let's say right before Shabbos you check, and you see that the only thing that's keeping your air intact is your backup. You would say you can not rely on the backup if you know before Shabbos it was...
Right, because we're really choshesh for the Nesivos, but you can be mitzvah for the first Svek Sveka. That's his argument. There is another reason for this din, that the Tiferes Yisrael writes in Sakdama to Beseches Erevin. The Tiferes Yisrael on Mishnayos has a brief two-page Sakdama to Beseches Erevin, which are just summary Piskei Halakha. So he writes over there as follows. V'nir Ali, the Beis HaKanim Shemeyat Stadim, Kevin Shehem B'makam Mizuzos. So since the Kanami Kan and the Kanami Kan function as Mizuzos, as in Mizuzos Amashkov, L'fika Tzara Sheyamidah Mibachut. So they have to be outside, they have to be outside in a closed area. V'lo B'fnim, Migeder, they shouldn't be inside a fence. The aim is with a rak begoli, because that's not kedav the inchi. It's not if you're making a doorway, so it's not normal that it's not the normal way of constructing a doorway to have the door frame enclosed in a separate area. If you're making a door frame to enclose an outer area, you're not going to put half of it inside. So that's a Kida Avdi Inchi argument, that that's not the normal way of doing things, and therefore this is a problem.
Is it unusual to make a doorway without a door?
There are, go through your house and see how many doorways in your house are of a door. So it's true according to the Rambam, it's only in Mechidim, it doesn't mean Darabon, according to Moshe Shalom, it's in Mechidim in the Torah, that there are plenty of doorways without doors. So that's Hecker Seer we'll talk about. So that many Rishonim think that Hecker Seer is necessarily Kuv. It's a Pesach. Mishnah Tzayakah thinks away Lalacha. We're making on that. Our Sus Pesach is not of hinges, but it is not abnormal to have a door without a door. Just look around your house. Okay. There's one. This issue came up in one of the Sus Pesachs in the Mor Shakol Erev. Everyone here been to Marash HaKol? Good. No? Are they looking to smich anymore? So, in the behind the high school bunk, there's a Tzuris HaPesach that begins on the other side of Route 247 and goes up to the fence that's right behind the high school bunk. So the way that Tzuris HaPesach is constructed, so you have the economy con on one side of the highway, and then the Kanal Gaba going over the road, part of my poor drawing skills again. And then over here you have a fence. Okay? So this fence encloses the high school bunk, or at least part of it. So the economy con over here was constructed on the outside of the fence as opposed to the inside of the fence, because if it were to be constructed on the inside of the fence, that would run into the issue of this nesivus, where you have a kanami kan outside of fence, a kanami kan inside of fence, and the kanal gap of joining the two. So if you have the kanami kan, the colloquially referred to as lechi, outside of the fence, that would raise the problem of the nesivus. Yeah.
Maybe I'm jumping too far with this, but would that mean that you can never make Tzuris Pesach inside of a walled city?
If everything's inside the walled city, so then you're v'makif the same area. You could have a Tzuris Pesach that begins outside the walled city and goes over the wall.
Ah, I mean, you can make a smaller enclosure
right.
inside of a bigger one.
Right, but you can't have the fence breaking up. In the middle, yeah.
How do we define separate areas for this? Like real mechitzot?
Yeah, an area that's independently mukam mechitzot.
Okay, because then if you think certain pesachs would matter, then you couldn't really have interconnecting certain pesachs.
Say that again?
If you think certain pesachs would make a separate area, then you wouldn't be able to have interconnecting certain
pesachs. You mean a certain pesach that goes over another certain pesach?
Yeah.
That could be a problem, right? If Shafka thinks that could be a problem, so we'll talk about that. Correct. And as you pointed out last time, Rav Shachter thought that the main concern here underlying the din of the nesivas is stilik b'chitzas, which we'll have to talk about separately a little bit later. But again, for our purposes, that you can't have at least the way he understands it, you can't have a mechitza that crosses over another mechitza. If I'm being makif this area over here, and I have one mechitza over here and another mechitza over here, so I can't have the further mechitza be makif this area where there's a closer mechitza that is more proximal to the area than I'm being makif. But still, mechitzas in this context we'll have to talk about on its own merits. But Rav Shachter also points out that along the lines of the Mekor Chayim, he thinks that the following situation is also a problem. If you have a Tzuris HaPesach that goes over a independent Rishus HaYachid. Till now we're talking about a Tzuris HaPesach that goes into Rishus HaYachid. The Kanami Khan is outside of the Rishus HaYachid, and the Kanami Khan is inside the Rishus HaYachid. The related scenario is, let's say you have a Tzuras HaPesach that goes over a independent Rosh HaSiyachid. It goes over a bus stop. If a bus stop has the dimensions of Rosh HaSiyachid, it's Mukaf Mechitzos, has at least three Mechitzos, and then it has a dimension of Dalet Dalet. So then that's an independent Rosh HaSiyachid. And if you have a Tzuras HaPesach that goes over the bus stop, that would be a related problem. Why would that be a related problem? How is that the same issue or related? So in the Sefer Hilchos Erevin, written by Rabbi Elimelech Lango from Karen Yavna, published a few decades ago, so he writes on page 65, Ara 101, he points out that most Achronim who quote this din in the Nesivos don't quote this application. They just talk about the classic case of the Kan Mikan inside the Shisayachid. They don't talk about a Tzuras HaPesach overhanging or going over a independent Shisayachid. So he points out that it really depends on what the reason for the din and nesivos is to begin with. If the reason is a function of heker, that if you have a kan mikan that goes inside or shesa yachid, then something's lacking in the heker of the Tzuras HaPesach. Because if you're standing on the outside, you don't really see the kan mikan inside or shesa yachid. So that wouldn't be relevant to this scenario. That doesn't apply if I have a Tzuras HaPesach that goes over a bus stop. That doesn't in any way diminish the heck of the Tzuras HaPesach. Wherever you're standing, you can still see all sides of the Tzuras HaPesach. And if the reason is basic amount of Mali Dami, however you understand basic amount of Mali Dami, but also that applies if the Kana Mikan goes in Rosh HaSiyachid, so we view that entire Rosh HaSiyachid as being filled up, and then you can't see or you can't distinguish the Kana Mikan. But that's also not relevant if I have a Tzuras HaPesach that goes over a bus stop. However, if the reason is Kida Avdi Inshi, so just like the Teferis Yisrael writes in the context of the first din, that if a Kana Mikan goes in Rosh HaSiyachid, that's not the normal way of making a doorway. So this also is not the normal way of making a doorway. It's not normal to make a doorway that goes over a separate house. You don't build doorways that go over houses. So just like it's the low of the inchi to have a frame of the door inside a house, and so it's not the of the inchi to have a door frame that goes over a Rishas Tayachid. Shlomo Kluger writes this himself in Shuvas Aleph HaShlomo Simen Kuf Nun Vav. Aleph HaShlomo Simen Kuf Nun Vav. So there he writes the following. In mafsik bias, if there's a bias that is under the Tzuras HaPesach, kol davar mafsik mevatel haPesach, da'anam de'ina she'i Tzuras HaPesach kedav de'inchi. So that's a theme that we'll keep on seeing, that Tzuras HaPesach has to be kedav de'inchi. It has to be the normal way of constructing a doorway, a door frame. And it's not normal for a door frame to go over an independent Rosh HaSiyachid. So according to Shlomo Kluger, you couldn't have a Tzuras HaPesach that goes over a bus stop or the like. And the second reason that this could be relevant, and there could be concern over a bus stop as well, is one of two ways of saying the following. The Avnei Nezer entertains in the tshuva that we referenced earlier in Siman Beis Sadi Aleph that maybe there should be an issue of good achis, sorry, good asik, if you have a Tzuras HaPesach that goes over another wall. If you have a Tzuras HaPesach that goes over an independent mechitza, so you should say that that mechitza goes all the way up. You say good asik, and that breaks up the Tzuras HaPesach. And in his analysis of the Nesivos HaDin, he suggests maybe we should be concerned about good asik, and he rejects that. He says, no, we only, good asik is halacha Moshe Mitzrayim, that we only say lukula, we don't say good asik lukhumra. That's what we discussed last time. Maybe that's true by pitikra. Maybe only say pitikra lukula, not lukhumra. So the Avnei Nezer says that by good asik, maybe only say good asik lukula, or not lukhumra. But it's conceivable to argue that you say good asik lukhumra as well. And this may be a siluk mechitzas issue as well, where if the Rosh HaSiyachid under the Tzuras HaPesach breaks it up, through good asik or the like, then the further kana mikan couldn't be used to be back if an area further in. We'll hold off on our analysis of sigma mechisas and discuss that later. Yeah.
Can you just explain what you mean by you applying an asik and cutting off the, let's say, the...
So I have a... Here's my Zuhas HaPesach. I have another mechitza over here. Okay? If I say good asik, so then I view that as going out of Shemayim, right? And so here I'm lacking a kana mikan. I have a kana on one side. And over here, I basically have a suspended kana al gabav without a kana on the other side.
But if we're treating the Zuhas HaPesach as on the wall, then why, like in general, we don't consider wall just reaching another wall. We go as, you can say the wall goes up until it reaches, let's say, another wall or something that impedes it from going further. Not
well, yeah,
like
your
so
starting point is that it has to be a valid, has to be a valid specificity to begin with. You don't get off the ground if it doesn't, if there's something blocking into the middle, then you don't have to get off the ground. You don't have to pass the sword.
We had mentioned, I believe it was the Baal Tanya who had said, Shulchan Aruch Harav, that Rishus Yachar Olah Lerukiyah. Would that be a similar way of saying this good asik?
Rishus Yachar Olah Lerukiyah. Good asik refers to Asher Mechitza, or Rishus Yachar Olah Lerukiyah may refer to the entire Rishus, that if you have an area that's mukaf, or you have Rishus Yachar, even that's not mukaf Mechitza, as we discussed, that's Rishus Yachar because it's moved all according to some Rishon and the Ramban.
So in that sense, so Rishus Yachar status goes up without the walls breaking through the Pesach.
That could be, right? Yeah.
We're saying that it won't work, but it won't work, or it breaks it into two.
If it breaks it into two, it won't work because then you're still lacking you're lacking kadam on either side of the breakage.
Can't you say that the wall is a kadam?
Not necessarily, because. Well, we're going to talk about Suras HaPesach HaOmer Me'elav, and even if we're making on that, you still have to have, let's say we left for Suras HaPesach HaOmer Me'elav, and then you have a wall going up there in the middle. That may run into Seelik Mechisa's problems also, which we'll have to discuss in the end. Okay. A related issue that we will have to discuss, as we just said, is Tzuras HaPesach HaOmer Me'elav. So, does the Tzuras HaPesach have to be erected the same Tzuras HaPesach, or can a pre-existing structure be used if it has the criteria and the qualifications of a Tzuras HaPesach? So that's relevant, for example, in the discussion of using telegraph poles and telephone poles and wires, which we'll have to talk about. We generally assume that a Tzuras HaPesach HaOmer Me'elav is good. Just like a lechi omen me'elav is good, Tzuras HaPesach omen me'elav is good. Tzuras HaPesach omen me'elav may even be better than a lechi, because you don't necessarily need some chul on me'esmal, as opposed to a lechi where you have to have a mind when Shabbos begins that it's going to function as a lechi. Rav Shachter points out this may be related to the question of hacker. Again, the Abdi Nezer had suggested that the main reason of the Nesivas is that you have to have hacker for Tzuras HaPesach. So if that's the case, that you have to have Heker for Tzuras HaPesach, then it would more likely follow that a Tzuras HaPesach HaOmer Me'elav is no good. The fact that we hold that a Tzuras HaPesach that is HaOmer Me'elav is good would seem to indicate that we're not as concerned about Heker when it comes to Tzuras HaPesach. Although it could be there's still elements of Hilchos Tzuras HaPesach that do reflect a need for Heker. So again, that's something we'll have to come back to in a couple of weeks. Another related concern is that of Achorei HaKosel. So Achorei HaKosel, as discussed by Achronim, needs the following. So let's talk about a Mavoi. So I have a Mavoi over here, and I want to be Matir the Mavoi by creating a Tzuras HaPesach at the entrance to the Mavli. Okay, so here's my three-sided Mavli, and Mavli Sasam, and I want to construct a Tzuras HaPesach at the entrance to the Mavli to be mapped to the Mavli. So the standard way of constructing a Tzuras HaPesach would be to have a Kan Mikan over here, as we discussed. According to the Bechor Shor, you have to have it within three tefachim of the Kosel. You have another Kan Mikan within three tefachim of the Kosel here, and then I have my Tzuras HaPesach. Right? So that's the standard way of the matir this Mavli, Aydei Tzuras HaPesach. Achori HaKosel means that I have a Kan Mikan over here, and a Kan Mikan over here, and then a Tzuras HaPesach, such that if I'm standing at the entrance to the Mavli, I don't see either Kan Mikan. So I have a Kan Mikan that's further out on the outside and further removed from the Pesach HaMavli. So I don't see the Kan Mikan from a vantage point at the Pesach HaMavli. That's what's called by Achronim Achori HaKosel. Okay? So the Chasam Sofer discusses this in Simen Sadi Aleph and Simen Sadi Vav. So he groups this together with that original din of the Tzuras Shor. That just like you can't have a Tzuras HaPesach where the Kan Mikan are three tefachim removed from the Kosei HaMavoi, so too you can't have a Tzuras HaPesach that's a Chori HaKosei. Perhaps for a slightly different reason. But he presents this as a function of Heker. That if I have a Tzuras HaPesach that's constructed on Chori HaKosel, then it's lacking in Heker. If I'm standing at the Pesach HaMavli, I don't notice that I am enclosed, that I am Mukav Ayedei Tzuras HaPesach, because I can't see the respective Kan Mikans. And therefore, I'm lacking in the Heker that's necessary for a Tzuras HaPesach. And then he terms that Pesach below Hakeira lo abdi inshi. That the normal way of making a Pesach is people should know that there's a Pesach, and if you make a Pesach and people don't notice a Pesach, that's not good to abdi inshi. He points out the Tosfos in a few places when asking the kasha that many Rishonim ask, which is why does Gemara always articulate Zayir Durava is Shema Yavi Renu Dalad Amis Rishis Arabim. The concern is you're not allowed to blow shofar lulav Megillah on Shabbos because you may come to what? Be Mavri Dalad Amis Rishis Arabim. And the Rishon Rabbah tells us in a few places his father, why isn't it expressed as Shema Yotzi Mi Rishis Ayachal Rishis Arabim? Why are we concerned? Why are you only worried about Shema Yavi Renu Dalad Amis Rishis Arabim? Why are we worried about being Motzi from one Rishis to another rishus? Okay? So one of the answers that Tosus gives is that we're less concerned about being mosi rishus or shus, because when you're mosi rishus or shus, there is a certain demarcation which is very clear. Meaning, you walk out of your house, so you realize that you're walking out of your house into the street. That you're surrounded by walls, and then you're walking to the area where you're not surrounded. Meaning you have a recognizable Pesach, you have an entrance into the Rishus, which is a clear demarcation. So we're more concerned that you're going to be Mavir something, Dalad Amis Rishus Rabim, where there's no demarcation to tell you at what point you're going to run into Nisr, as opposed to the Mosi Rishus Rishus, where there's a clear demarcation. So the Chassid Sofer points out, you see from this answer also, that there has to be some kind of clear demarcation, some kind of Heker, when you're closing off for Rishus. So if I have a Tzuras HaPesach that's a Chori HaKosel, that's lacking such a Heker, and therefore cannot function as a Tzuras HaPesach. Sam?
So is it like Heker, or at least you don't see it always matter on your perspective?
So the relevant perspective, at least the way the Chassid Sofer presents it, is a person standing at the Pesach HaMavri, the person standing right at the entrance to, or right inside the beginning of the Mavri. So it has to be nicker to the person standing at the entrance to the Mavri where the Tzuras HaPesach runs.
Theoretically, in that case, if you surrounded the entire Mavri with four Tzuras Surah Pesach, we would say it's fine, right?
What do you mean surround the...
Meaning, you just continue the Surah Pesach into a square around that Baba.
Okay, we assume that it's not a dikka, and we assume that you can be makif in the area with Surah Pesach. Okay, but then I would argue that the point of heker of relevance is the area proximate to where you're being makif. So if I'm being makif this area of the mavoi, so the relevant point of heker is going to be over here. If I'm being makif the entire area like that, so then the point of heker will be here or here or here or here.
Okay. All right.
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay. So the Chassid Sofer writes essentially that even if the level of heker required for Surah Pesach is not complete, so there has to be a certain element of heker. And then he writes that when he became the Rav of Pressburg, he noticed that there was one Surah Pesach that was erected by his predecessor of Mishul Nigra, and that was Chori HaKosel. So Chori HaKosel, it sounds like on one side, meaning you had the one of the Kan and Mikan was visible from the Pesach HaBavoi or the equivalent, and the other one was not. So the Chassan Sofer writes that apparently they had constructed this Surah Pesach under his predecessor of Mishul Nigra, and he writes Kedayu Rav Mishulam Lismochalav Filu Shalog Bishas Adchak, that you can rely on Rav Mishulam's Surah Pesach, even though Sacharya Kosal Filu Shalog Bishas Adchak. The way Meir Schechter explains this is that even though the Chassan Sofer writes in the Kabbalah Tshuva that a Chori HaKosel is a problem, at least Meir Schechter's conjecture of putting all the Tshuvas together is that since he felt that there may be one to rely on, at least B'dieved, given that he was a new Rav in town, he wasn't going to start up with the precedent of his predecessor, who was established Talmud Chacham in his own right. So he gave it some time, but may have attempted to or fix it at some later point. Rav Schechter tells a story that when Rav Mishulam Igra was on his deathbed, he was ill, so he said that I hope Rav Meir is right, or something like that. So the Baal Matav had no idea what he was talking about. And when they interviewed him for his successor, they asked every candidate, what did Rav Mishulam Igra mean when he said he hopes Rav Meir is right? So the Chacham Sofer gave the best answer. He said that the Rav Meir is the Tana who's closest in the Miyuta, and Rav Gosasin are Lamisa. So he was saying that he hopes that Rav Meir is right, and even though he's a Gosis, he's still going to live because of Rav Meir's Chashin Lamiyuta. So the Baal Batu thought that was the right answer, and they gave the Chassid Sofer the job. Be that as it may, the Chassid Sofer, in principle, thinks that a Chori HaKosel is a problem, and the Chazon Ish, in a couple places, Simin Ayin, Os Tesvav, Os Tesayin, Simin Ayin, Os Tesvav, Tesayin, I think Simin Ayin, Tes, Os, and Tes as well, assumes that Chori HaKosel is definitely a problem, even Bishas Adlak. The Steifler has a piece on this, in the Kilos Yachas Simin Vav, and the Steifler writes that he thinks there's a Befevisher Rimi Lunil that addresses this question. The Rebbeinu Yonas on the Daf Beis on the Beis Daf Bei Arif writes the following. That Filo Delos Chalkashin, the Dinas of Surah Pesach has to be strong enough to hold up a Delos, but it could even be a Delos Akashi, even a very flimsy Delos. Yes, we'll see. Then he writes, Kevan de'ika tzuras ha-pesach sheyesh le'amin mikan ve'amin mikan. So even if it's only real ha-nidel of shokash, as long as you have a tzuras ha-pesach that has a kan mikan or kan mikan, so smin b'mavu tzas. And that it's so same in the mavu. So the disciple thinks there's a mashmas in this line, it's so smin b'mavu tzas, that the tzuras ha-pesach has to be in the Mavoi, and if you have a Tzuras HaPesach outside the Mavoi, Achari HaKosel, that would be a problem. Okay.
Who needs to go with the kind going along with the hecker?
Who is the hecker?
I think from the Mavoi, you can see the horizontal hecker, even if you can't see the ones.
No, I think the assumption is that the hecker means you see the whole Tzuras HaPesach, you just see a floating string, that's not a hecker. The Iker part is the Pesach, as we'll see, are the Kan Mikan is more than the Kan El Gatlov. Okay, now another related halacha. This is back to the Gemara now in Daf Yud Aleph. Quotes towards the bottom of the Yamid, a member of Fichista, Tzuras HaPesach Shasav Min HaTzad Lo Asav Lachlom. That a Tzuras HaPesach that is Min HaTzad doesn't work. So what does that mean, a Tzuras HaPesach Min HaTzad? So Rabbi Nechananel here writes the following. Rabbi Nechananel writes, Yesh Lo Mezuzos Min HaTzadim Ve'ein Tikra Al Gabeim. Tzuras HaPesach Min HaTzad means that you only have something on the side. It's only Min HaTzad, and there's no Kan Al Gabav. So you have a Kan Mikan, Kan Mikan, and you don't have a Kan Al Gabeya. So that's the Tzuras HaPesach Min HaTzad, which is invalid. Tzuras HaPesach has to have the Kan Al Gabav as well. Same. Okay. And then Rabbi Nechananel has another line in Amud Beis, where he seems to say something slightly different. That a Tzuras HaPesach Min HaTzad means that you have essentially a Kan HaMikan and a Kan Al Gabav, but not a Kan on the other side.
It's like a right hand side.
Yeah, now the way he writes it is that you have a Kan HaMikan and a Kundis Mikan. So there's something supporting the other side, but somehow it's not a halachically acceptable Kan. Not sure exactly what the tzir is, because kundis anyway is really a kana. That's the gemara dalu kundisim, that you make a tzuras ha-pesach by connecting four different poles. So I'm not sure exactly what the tzir that he's describing is, but the theory is that you have a kana mikan and a kana al gabeyan, but you don't have the second kana mikan. So however it's being supported on the second side by something that does not constitute a halachically valid kan mikan. Okay, so Rabbeinu Chananel seems to have two different indications. In both of them, one of the three components of the Tzuras HaPesach is missing. Tzuras HaPesach is kan mikan, kan mikan, kan al gabeim. So either one of the kan mikans is missing, or the kan al gabeim is missing. So that's Tzuras HaPesach Min HaTzad. It's an incomplete Tzuras HaPesach because one of the three components is missing. Okay. Riff and the Rambam have seemingly a different understanding of Tzuras HaPesach Min HaTzad. We alluded to this earlier when we discussed Pesach of the Karetz Avos, because they essentially understand that Tzuras HaPesach Min HaTzad is a Pesach of the Karetz Avos problem. The Rambam is Perek Tetzai Halacha Kaf. Rambam Perek Tetzai Halacha Kaf. The Rambam understands that Tzuras HaPesach Min HaTzad means the Karetz Avos. Tzuras HaPesach Sh'asa Al Samin Atzad Ein HaKlum She'ein Derech HaPsachim Li'os B'Karen Zavis Ela Be'emsa. So Tzuras HaPesach Min HaTzad means it's properly constructed Tzuras HaPesach. It has a Kan Mikan, Kan Mikan, the Kan Al Gabeyan, but it's situated in a corner. Yitzchak B'Karen Zavis Lo Avdi Inshi, And that's Tzuritha Pesach Minutzad, Tzuritha Pesach Minutzad, Lo of the Inchi. So if we look in the Rashba, the Ritva, here in Daf Yud Aleph, they have a number of kashas on Shitas HaRambam. And La Halacha, as we saw earlier, the Baalei Tosfos and other Yishonim argue on the Rambam. Tosfos on the Vav Min Aleph, Dibur Maskel de Piska. Tosfos Vav Min Aleph, Dibur Maskel de Piska. It's clear that a Tzuritha Pesach works even the Karen Zavis. Tosfos writes, Niyu and Masa Ke'ein Pesach B'Mezuzas and Mashkov Havi Shavar Pesach. If you have the Pesach, the Karen Zavis, that you make Ke'ein Pesach the Mezuzas and Mashkov, that is a proper Pesach. Tosfos Rash is more beferish that it's a Tzuritha Pesach. Tzuritha Pesach the Karen Zavis is fine according to the Baalei Tosfos and the halacha. Okay, now how do we generally define Tzuritha Pesach min hatzad l'halacha? So take a look at Rashi. Rashi writes on Yud Aleph Amud Aleph Divrei Maskil min hatzad shemasach hazmora mizeh lezeh b'imsa'i. So we're talking in a vine context. So you have your vine from one side to another side, in the middle, below al rasheyan, and not on the top. So Tzuritha Pesach min hatzad is this. I have a kana mikan, I have a kana mikan, and then the middle kana is not al gabeyan, but rather it's in the middle, like the letter H. So a proper Tzuritha Pesach should have been a kana al gabeyan, a kana on top, and min hatzad means that it's not on top, it's in the middle. Sam.
Could you use that to answer Sammy's question that he had about why can't the wall in the middle just split its sort of Pesach into two parts? Because it's a good asik, then it just goes a lot of Pia or.
No, if you said good asik, no, good asik doesn't. I don't think anyone would say that. I mean, a good asik, if we have it, Tzuritha Pesach, I have good asik all the time. You have a Kanamikan. Kanamikan doesn't have to. We pass an eight Tzuritha Ligas, we'll see. Right? So the Kan Mikan doesn't have to touch the Kan Al Gavav. You can operate the good asik. But no one.
So then, this then must be only with a real. Like, what's the difference between the two?
Why do we say that good asik would create a Minasad problem?
Yeah.
Well, at the very least, we'll say Dal Mihachi, like we say by Tachu, which we'll talk about in a few minutes. So hold on to that thought. I'm not sure if there's a better answer, but at the very least, it's no worse than Tachu. Okay. So Rashi writes that Tzuritha Pesach min hatzad is essentially the letter H. The Ritva explains a little bit more. Ritva, there on Daf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph, quotes Rashi. And he says, "What's been said? Shakana shenosin al gabeyan, eino al gav hakanim. So the kana al gabeyan is not on top of the kana mikan. Ela min hatzad al pneihen. O samach l'roshan. O beemse ison kigon zen." He has a picture of what looks like an H. So min hatzad could be that it runs over here, just a drop below the top. It could be it runs in the middle. As long as it's running below the top, then that's going to be a problem of Tzuritha Pesach min hatzad. Okay? Thank you. there is a Taz that most Achronim disagree with. The Taz is Simen Shin Samach Beis Shif Katan Dalet. So the Taz writes the following. He quotes Rashi. And he writes, Venira Pashad, the half minatzar of the Perish Rashi, Eina Isser Ella im Hachevel Shalamala Kashur Shalo Bitseya Elyon Shalakana. Ella Bole Kitsas Minakana Lamala Min Hachevel. So the problem is where the Kana Algaba, the rope on the top, isn't tied directly on the kana mikan. Aval imu karach bitsei elyon mitzido ve'ena bolet meakana lamala meachavel kasher. So basically, what the Taz is describing is the following: that you have your kana mikan, your kana mikan, and your kana al gabav goes exactly like this, meaning it doesn't go enlarge or magnify, it doesn't go above the kana mikan, but the kana mikan doesn't go above it. Meaning, Tzuris HaPesach min HaTzad is where I have the kana here, and then the kana al gabav does not... the kana mikan and kana mikan extend above the point where the kana al gabav meets.
So you're putting on the side of it.
But if the kana al gab, if the kana al gabayan meets exactly at the corner, such that the kana mikan doesn't go above the kana al gabav, or the kana al gabav doesn't go above the kana mikan, then that wouldn't be a problem of Tzuris HaPesach min HaTzad. So there's a Pesach Min HaTzad. It's only a problem if the Kana Al, if the Kana Mikan goes above the point of intersection of the Kana Al Gabav. But if they meet in a perfect corner, and neither one is above the other, that's not a problem. So the Mishnah Berurah quotes this Taz in Sivkatan Samach Dalet.
So as long as they don't stick out from the Kamikan, then that's okay.
Correct. So he writes the following. The Da. Okay, so Shulchan Aruch, it says in Sif Yud Aleph, V'im chiber akana ha'elyon v'shnei akanim ola echa mehen min atzad lo mahan. He says in Mishabur HaSamach Dalet min atzad perish shelo nasan ha'elyon v'shnei akanim odim ela chiber lehen min atzad. He's connected on the side. L'fi she'en adomu l'pesach shamashka nitan ashtem mezuzah. So that's nakedav the inchi. So there's a pesach min atzad is nakedav the inchi. That's not the normal way of constructing a door frame. V'da. D'masha mekel ataz afilu asa min atzad im asa'u begova hakana bishada im hakana mamish, that if it meets at a perfect corner, she'en hakana amid bole l'malo b'nachevel, as long as the kana mikan doesn't extend above the kana agabav, kol hakana chokam alav v'sfir luhud v'ina she'achevel agave hakana mamish. Everyone else argues and requires that the kana al gabayan be mamish al gabayan. So al gabayan doesn't mean it can't be below, it means it has to be above. It has to go above the kana nikan. So even if it ends, probably be easier if there are different colors here, but even if it ends in a perfect corner over here, If it's not going above, then that's a problem of min hatzad. This is the kana of Abe ends over here. This is the kana mikan. If the kana mikan, if the kana al gabav doesn't extend above the kana mikan, that's the problem of sort of the pasuk min hatzad. That's considered low of the inchi. And the Mishnah Berurah quotes that from many achronim, and take a look at the Sharifian Sivkat Nun Aleph for a list. He thinks that's the mashmos of the Ritva, the mashmos of the Rashba, right? The Ritva that we just read. Shakana Shinosin al Gabeyan Eno al Gabakanim, Elamin Etzad al Pnein, O Samach LaRoshan, O Ben Seisan. So even if it's Samach LaRoshan, that's no good. It has to be al gav hakanim amish. It has to be above the kanim nikan.
So it's actually, I mean, is it like that?
We can do it with a siddur, right?
Oh, so it's indented. Your kanim nikan is indented somewhat. So
I mean, like that. You ask me what it has to be?
No, I'm asking the taz is.
The taz is seer.
It's indented in there, and it's kind of shell gav. A gabon is not going above the.
Correct. Right. Oh. Yes.
Interesting. But it's on a groove.
What do you mean, a groove?
Well,
it's easier to hold up if it's on a groove.
So, is it? Should probably be swarm. So this is like the taz. Taz wants to be matir that, and
the taz wants to be matir this.
Like that.
Right.
Perfect. It's not
perfectly
above. Okay.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. And
we require. No, we require that it be al gabav, like that.
Oh, interesting. I asked the poster guy, I asked the poster once if I could use a tree.
Yes.
And if I would chisel out, like, not the top of the tree, the middle of the tree, I'd chisel out a little bit, and then I put in a nail, and the nail is within the indentation, he seemed to say it would be okay. Is that at all, is he making?
I'm not sure I see this here.
Just have a post. And it's a very high post, so I can't get my cat al gabav on the top. I want to get it in the middle of the post. So I make an indentation.
Why on the top?
It's too high. It's a tree, and it branches up. But it does go straight up.
I'm not sure if I'm visualizing exactly what you're...
It's just an indentation.
You can talk about it after.
Right.
Okay. Okay. Now the Nesivas in this Tikkun Eruvin has the following line. The last paragraph writes the following. Oh dearly. The Apsha Tzuras HaPesach Shasam Min Hatzad Lo Asaflo. Even though it is true that the Tzuras HaPesach Min Hatzad is invalid. Mikol Makom Im Chakak B'Soch HaKanim. If you what's the English word?
Drill.
If you drill in the kana mikan, the kara hachevel al gabav, and then you wrap the rope on top of the area that you drill, the kasher, the ho hatan the inan al gabav. Kirish Rashi, Kumo Mashkov, Al Mezuzos, will be Mashkov Kufa, Hatu Ima Mezuzah Rechava Mea Mashkov, Lav Shein Pesachu, the Ode, Ha'ein Shir Lalechi, the Ilu Hayinu Chostin Hakana, Sha'ad Hachevel, Haya Kasher, Hachanani Kasher, the Av She'eno Chosuch, Kiman, the Pasik Dami. So the Nesivus is talking about what we colloquially refer to as tachuv. What does tachuv mean? So the classic tachuv case is I have my kana mikan, and I have my string serving as a kana al gabav. And then that string goes into a hole that I drill on the top of the kana mika.
On top or still on the side?
Towards the top. So I should have said, this is the problem of Sura Sapesa Nehatsat. Because the Kana al Gabav doesn't go over the entirety of the Kana Mikan.
Have to go over the entirety, or just have to go over the top, the part of the top?
It has to go over it. Here it's not going over it. So, the second reason of the Nesivos is saying the following, that Dal Mehafi, if I don't need this entire Kana Mikan to function as a kana, I could have something half the size, as long as it's a sheer tentafim, or even like let's say tentafim. So I could have an area much shorter, that would still be a valid kana mikan. So Dal Mehafi, even though the string is going into the kana mikan at a point where there's still some material above it, I say, Dal Mehafi, pretend that the area above the point of intersection is not there, and then essentially I have a kana al gabav that is going totally above the kana mikan. Yeah.
I would just decide that I couldn't do that with any kana basically.
Any? No, so the classic, so the real Tzuris of Pesach and Hatzad would be the following. I have the Kana Mikan. Now here's the Kana Al Gabav. The Kana Al Gabav doesn't extend into the Kana Mikan at all. Right, Tzokov means it's pushed in. So here, if it's pushed in, so then I can say Dal Mehafi, the area above, and it's essentially considered to be Al Gabav.
I mean, pretending that it ends at the place of the top of this, we need to that
we have to pretend.
Yeah, I mean, you still have your mezuzah and you have your mashkan on top of your mezuzah.
Okay,
you have
I don't
your,
pretend that I have that's a problem with the best one aside. I don't say Dal Mehafi, so that's a problem with the best one aside. Dal Mehafi tells you, you don't have to worry about that. Pretend that the area above is not there, and then I have a kind of algabeya that extends totally above the kana mikan.
So it's passing like the taz?
No, the taz is going about a different case. The taz is going about where...
Well, I understand.
No, it's not passing like the taz. Unrelated to the taz.
Okay. It's still on top of your side post.
In the taz case, it doesn't go above. The taz case is connected. It touches, doesn't go above. Here it goes above. It doesn't go in. Here it goes in.
Here I thought it wasn't above either. It was just
no, so in the Taz's case.
I understand the Taz's case.
Right? So here it goes in. Once it goes in, so then it's Al Gaba the area underneath, and I said Dal Mehafi the area above.
Oh, but I thought the Taz's case was it does go in because it's.
The Taz's case doesn't go in, it touches.
I thought the Taz's case is that you have an indent and your goes in there.
No.
And
no, I don't think so. The case is this is your kana here, and this is your kana here.
So it's just.
It's touching it.
Just resting.
It has to connect somehow.
Right.
But it's connecting in such a way that neither is above the other. But that's not. That's not talking about topics.
So, according to the Nesivos, if you had a post that is, let's say, 10 amos tall.
Right.
You carve out from 5 amos up, you carve half of it away, and you put the kana into that area that you've carved out. Mm-hmm. That would be mutter?
I lost it again.
Meaning you have a post 10 amos tall.
Yeah.
Two tefachim.
Post 10 amos tall? Okay.
Yeah, this 30
tall, yeah.
Yeah. So halfway up, you carve out that post.
Yeah.
From 5 amos and above to be only 1 tefach thick. And on top of that tachov, you put another klana. Is that okay? Or it's so far from the top of the rest of the or the rest of the lefi that it's invalid?
There's an easier case. There's a case that we see that you have your kana gabehem above your end of the gap. He's asking now you have like a part of your kana on your side post has part of it wedged out, carved out, so like that, and then the top 5 amos is an indentation for the top 5.
I'm trying to understand what the boundary of
the set of tachov is. Okay, so I'm still not sure I fully understand this here, but let's continue and outline. We didn't really get into it yet. And then clarify. Okay. So that's what the Mishnah Berurah says. I'm not done with the Nesivos because the Nesivos had 2 reasons. And then we'll see. It could be the Nesivos is actually talking about a slightly different case than the one that we drew. But the one that we drew is a classic case of topics. So if you look at the Mishnah Berurah, Simen Shin Samech Beis, again, Sif Katan Samech Dalit. Shavua writes the following. Dima kana shalamala tafu bein kana lakana. Shenechkak tzaz nikanim ke'en she'osina umdim. Va'akanim odfin lamala al-gava kana shamunach beinayim. Mistafik of Pimagadim, the Mitzayim is a Lahakir. Avon Enakan of Odfin Lamala, El Shakaka, Rak, Mahat, the MC son, Laniacha Chevel Besoko, Shehemuna Beto, Velo Yishdal Shel Lamata, Shabradami, the Mikri Ze Al Gabo. The Mishnah Berurah seems to distinguish between 2 different kinds of tachov, where it's really on the top, just it's tachov a little bit to keep it well connected, and where there's more area above it. Okay, maybe we'll stop here for today and pick up next time with Tachov, and then with Pischa Shemai, and some of the other Marmar comments that I sent you out. Trying to figure out whether we should meet again tomorrow. I'll let you know. We are nearing the end of the allocated time, and we still have more to discuss. Okay, I'll try to let you know about that. We'll continue our discussion next time.